Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yo, TVM Film, let's talk about it. I'm Fred Santana.
I'm Temi Alchemy.
I'm VP in the cut.
All right, we're going to do things in reverse this time. All right, Trossard.
No,
he that's my new know. Sign. No, I've seen Trossard before.
I don't know who the fuck that is, man. All right, flipping. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to do TV and film in reverse this week. Things we watch, we're going to start with the film budget. We've got 20 million, but later on, we're going to talk about Power, BMF, and Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler.
Uncut
Gems. Uncut.
I gave you like the genre, yeah?
Yeah, you yes, did. You did.
Ready, yeah? Yeah. You went first last week. We're going to start with VP.
Grill.
All right, so it's all about romance, man. I need you to build a cast. I need a couple. And then that's your 10 and 5 million. Mm-hmm. And then your 3 and 2 millions is, you know, whatever you want them to do in the film. IVP, your first for 10 million, you got Lashana Lynch, Henry Cavill, Gal Gadot, or Damson Idris.
Okay. Let me get Damson.
Damson.
I'm going to go for Lashana, please.
Cool. All right, so we're doing Black Love, yeah? So no more. All right, for 5 million.
It depends. I don't know who I'm going to pick next.
Yeah. If someone goes for a twist, I'd like it. You've got Scarlett Johansson, Yara Shahidi, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Lucien Laviscount.
I don't know who the last one is. Yara.
He's in a program called Emily in Paris.
Oh.
Aaron Taylor Johnson. Yeah.
Is he the black guy in that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn.
But you picked Damson.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Mm. And who was the other people? Yara's thing from Blackish. Yeah.
Aaron Taylor Johnson from Bullet Train, the white guy. I think he's Tangerine.
Oh, yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
I'm going to have to go Yara.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... Oh, sorry, go on.
So you got Damson and Yara, and you got...
I got Aaron, please.
Yeah,
I got Aaron.
Yeah.
We got interracial.
I thought I was going to go lesbian, LGBT.
I could have.
That would have added a nice twist because now, you know, one of these people could have been the mother.
I was actually thinking to go that way, but then because of the cast, I couldn't see Damson with any of those guys. So I thought, do you know what? Let me see.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like
Chem.
The chemistry, yeah.
Michael K. Williams would win cold, but hey. So 3 million, you got Monique, Morgan Freeman, Jonah Hill, or Michelle Pfeiffer. Michelle is from Scarface. The blonde lady that Scarface is dating. She does lots of coke. His babes that he met.
Okay, and you say Monique was
Monique, Morgan Freeman, or Jonah Hill?
Okay, I'm gonna go Jonah Hill.
Of course he would. Yeah. Back, say that again.
Remember, it's not rom-com, it's straight romance.
Yeah.
But Monique, Jonah could do Morgan that. Freeman or Michelle?
Morgan Freeman. I'm gonna go with Morgan Freeman.
And for your 2 million, you got Lakeith Stanfield, Chris Pratt, Teyana Taylor, or Gabriel Match?
Ooh, Okay.
You know who Gabe is? No. Harvey from Suits.
Okay. Okay.
I am going to go Lakeith.
Tim?
I'm going to go with Harvey, please.
Gabriel,
sorry.
No problem. So VP, up first, tell us your story. You've got Damson Idris, Yara Shahidi, Jonah Hill, and Lakeith.
Okay, I don't know where I'm putting Jonah yet, but the story is basically Yara is with Damson. Damson's like the straight-laced guy that she should be with, in love. Nice house in the hills, all of that. Got a good job, accountant or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Jonah works in it with him. Jonah's his like best friend in the accounting firm or something like that. That's where his involvement is. But Lakeith, street dude, bumps into Yara. Yara starts feeling him, like they start seeing each other. Then obviously she really knows that she wants to be with him. But obviously...
She won't be with Lakeith.
She wants to be with Lakeith. Like, he gets her excited. Damson doesn't do that. He's a bit too safe.
Square.
Do you know what I mean? He's a square. But Lakeith is that rough and rugged. He's, like, on top of the... Like, do you know what I mean? Like, he's in the streets. Like, he's got respect. But he's not in the streets too deep where he's, like, corner boy. He's, like, kind of a boss. Doesn't really touch it. Like, he's... Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's the story. So, it's just a story about how... She struggles with the whole thing. I don't know whether I want them to end up in the end together yet. Bunny, Damson's gay anyway.
Man said Bunny.
Bunny.
Oh, yeah, you're killing me today.
That's it.
Tim.
All right, cool.
We've got Lashana Lynch,
yep.
Aaron Taylor Johnson, Morgan Freeman, and Gabriel Match.
Okay, so Lashana is going to be a successful lawyer for a theater company. And I'm going to put Aaron was my second choice. He is a, you know, in New York, you got these Showtime guys, yeah? These guys that perform on the subways, like they just want money. So he's that. Lashana is always on the way to work and sees this guy and he's always performing, but he likes her, innit? And basically she's finding that she's not really having too much luck with her love life. And she decides, one of her friends says, look, you need to let loose and go dancing. So she goes dancing somewhere. And this Showtime guy is just obviously walking around the streets, begging, sleeps on the streets, whatever. And he sees that Ra, she actually wants to dance. So he approaches her outside and just says, oh, like, why don't you give me a chance? I always speak to you on the train, but I see that you're dancing. You need some help. They end up having a lovely little dance scene in the alleyway. And she starts to kind of think, all right, this guy's cool, but I can never be with him. I'm a successful guy. Now, they keep seeing each other. And she sees, actually says, you know what? Morgan Freeman is, I don't know where I'm going to put Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman's her dad.
Yeah.
So obviously he's thinking, look, you're going to bring home this really good guy. And she's obviously like, look, man, I know I'm in this good place, but look, there's someone that I've met. Ends up bringing this homeless guy home. She's like, look, I just love him. He's like, fuck that. There's no way you guys are going to be together. Long time down the road, he ends up liking this guy. And she says, you know what? I'm going to invest in you because you're a good dancer. I'm going to invest in a dance class. This dance class ends up blowing up, being sick, right? Now this guy's making money. Now what happens is, who was my last pick?
Gabriel.
Cool. What happens is, as he's blowing up, he says, look, I love this art of teaching people dance, but I still love that sense of Showtime. I love being on the trains. Then one day, Gabriel has been egged on by his friends to rob somebody, and he's got a knife on him. Then as he's going to rob someone, this guy's doing Showtime. Everyone's obviously told him, look, you're rich. You don't need to do this no more. He goes to try and save the person when the person's getting robbed, ends up getting stabbed in his leg. But before even though he's got all this money, he forgot to do all that life insurance shit. So cool, no life insurance. It's going to be peas for the surgery. Lashana's invested all her money in this new dance class thing. And basically they end up finding out it gets complicated. He has to get his leg amputated, ends up going into cancer.
Whoa!
from a shank?
Yeah.
Rusty blade?
He had a fucking infection. And all of a sudden,
it's a gangrene. Or
yeah, all of a sudden,
tuberculosis.
All of a sudden, it's turned into something long term, innit? Leg has to get amputated, but he's just deteriorating. Health is deteriorating, and basically, Lashana actually says, "You know what? I love this guy so much that I'm going to chop my leg off as well.
What happened? What happened?
Them to just get first married of all, before he yeah, dies.
Even so, even Harvey with the knife. So then was a mismatch. Like
so then, she ends up. Yeah, she ends up. No. I'm playing. I'm playing with the cancer thing. His leg gets chopped off, and basically his health is deteriorating. He doesn't get cancer. He starts deteriorating, and then Lashana ends up finding out that she gets cancer. Now she can actually pay. She has health insurance.
Messer, he doesn't get it.
She got it. Because I was playing around with that. So she can actually pay for health insurance, but because he can't get done and she knows he's going to die, she decides on this romantic vibe, you know what? We'll die together. Romeo and Juliet. That's my shit.
So Gabriel just came and stabbed him.
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
Why
you
is it unbelievable?
You don't know who Harvey is, bro.
Harvey, it's Gabriel.
Yeah, I know, but Gabriel does not, that's not a role that I can see him playing.
It's Gabriel.
Well, that's not a role he can play. Okay.
That's cool. My story. Yeah. That's what I casted him. He shouldn't have been 3 mil or however much he is then. I can't put him at the top, can I? Yeah, he can't be Harvey Specter.
2 mil to stab someone.
Hey, yeah, listen. We needed someone on the cards. It's a good story.
Nah. Could have done. Yeah.
Better than his.
Yeah. How's it better than mine?
It's definitely your one was lazy. My one was cold. The guy got a dance class, bro. Yeah. Homeless,
rags to riches.
And then she invested in, but then the life insurance.
Daddy
but she had life insurance.
Daddy, did dad start liking him?
Yeah, dad started liking
you
him.
Didn't finish. Let me finish.
Nah, you finished. You said that's my story. Gay. You took me for last week.
You know what I'm saying? Dancing is gay. You underestimated me.
Go on. You handed over the mic.
You handed it over.
Yeah, but I thought you'd get where he was going from dancing being gay.
Homeless guy.
What do you mean? Where
you said we'd get where it's going from you saying he's gay.
I even linked up the fact that it's like she's doing law for a theatre company.
You did well.
So
you did
dance
well.
Class
you definitely
that.
Gave more detail
but,
than I
and
did.
And you know what I did? You know what I did? I attributed it in a way of like, you know, like black people, they say, oh, you never leave the hood. Mm. But I made the white guy not leave the trains. Do you get what I'm saying? And that's the reason why he got stabbed. Because he could have been out in the hills.
He gave it some serious thought.
Oh, trust me. I wasn't going out like last week.
Yeah, fair enough.
Nigga, I'm different today.
Fair enough. He gave it some serious thought.
This time, I didn't think of the cast. I said, whatever the cast is, I'm going
to
put them there.
Yeah, to put them in the
last
story.
Last time, I said, he needs a son, man.
Yeah.
Yes!
I was generic. I think
that's
my story
right,
is still
nigga.
Good, but,
you need
know,
to start
we'll
get...
let them decide nigga, because
your story
I still don't
good.
Want to watch him.
What was yours?
What do you mean, what's mine?
I just remember
She's with a straight cut guy, but she wants the guy from the hood. And there's obviously going to be some madnesses that happen in between that.
And
but
Damson's just, gay.
Damson ends up being gay anyway.
Anyway?
Yeah, like, so she's all trying to
and
stay with him.
And story was good.
Yeah, it was. Like, she ends up...
He just said, yeah, diversity. Yeah, this person's gay.
That's
he
how
even
they make
said,
movies
even
these
said
days,
bunny.
Guys. That's how they make movies these days. That's how they do it. And then obviously you find out
nothing's
that
she catches
him and Jonah kissing.
Jonah!
Yeah.
Nice and believable. Jonah Hill.
I thought it was Lakeith Stanfield that was the guy from the hood she liked. Now it's
yeah,
Jonah.
Yeah, no, I'm saying she catches Damson and Jonah kissing.
Uh-huh.
So the Jonah and Thing work together. She just thinks they're business partners. Mm. And they end up actually... So basically, there's two people in a relationship that they don't actually want to be in.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So how does this end?
It ends with...
He's struggling because he's changed the middle. So now the end, what happens?
Where's the middle changed?
Oh, no. You said Damson's gay. Now you said he's kissing
he
her.
So yeah, then no, where does she change?
So what happens at the end?
At the end...
You know what happens in mine? They both die. Because she decided, fuck it, I'm not going to cash in on my life insurance. I'm going to die with this guy.
That's lovely.
That's fucking romance,
lovely.
Bro.
Whoa.
Yeah, that is.
Romeo and Juliet, bro.
Is.
She decided she could have fucking got the life insurance. Because he doesn't, fuck it. He died of gangrene and she died of fucking cancer, bro. And she could have got the fucking chemo. She could have.
Mm. Yeah, that's beautiful.
It's a choice.
That's beautiful. I was just gonna. I was just gonna let Lakeith die, because he's in some street shit. Obviously, he's in the street shit.
Lakeith
dies,
and then he's some street nigga.
He's just real loving there. Now, is it?
No. But then there's heartbreak. Like heartbreak has to end with heartbreak.
He's gay. He doesn't care.
No, now she's alone.
She's with Lakeith, you said.
So she
she decides that she's gonna go with Lakeith because thing is thing. So the day that she sees Jonah and Finn kissing it, yeah. was the day where she was like, no, I can't see you no more, Lakeith. Like, he was like, listen, it's me or him. You have to make a decision, like ultimatum type. And she's like, do you know what? I can't do this no more. I can't. So then she's running back being like, what was I doing? I was being so stupid. I've got a loving husband, all of that. So now she's running back to Damson. And when she gets to Damson, she walks in on him and Jonah. And she's like, so now she's like, oh my God, I've made a mistake. And now she's trying to run back to Lakeith. She gets in the car. She's like on her way to Lakeith. Phone rings. It's like, he's gone. Niggas Lakeith is gone, man.
Niggas trying to act. Niggas trying to act.
And then you know the white noise. She's in the car.
He said, "Hell, Mary."
Let me reach.
You know when they're trying to tag man in on the rope saying,
Let me reach.
What was that TV? Get up, Rocky.
Get up.
What is she doing?
Listen, obviously, so she's like,
into phone calls.
She's like, she's made the mistake. Obviously, like, she's heartbroken. Like, the man that she actually chose, her husband, is gay. Mm. And now she's like, you know what? I'm just going to go back to Lakeith. And then she gets the call that he's been killed. Shot. You know the white noise? She doesn't know what's going on.
He's fucked. He's finished. Wrap it up.
That was it. I don't know how it ends.
You know what?
Movie's getting a part two.
It's a sequel.
It's a sequel.
Ain't no one coming to see the second one. He's going to put it in fucking... What's the movie where you put the trailers in after the fucking... The post-credits and shit? Straight to Amazon. Oh, man. Scream's post-credit was cold though. Did you see it?
Scream. Post-credit?
Yeah, they had a post-credit at the end. But they were like, not every time there's a post-credit, like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't, obviously you've been there waiting for the credits for time.
I missed it, yeah. You did me dirty on Scream. All he kept saying was, like, does a rap.
He did, man. The storyline was shit.
He didn't tell the plot to it. No,
I didn't want to ruin it. But we can talk about it.
I don't give a fuck about ruiners. Because even when you was, like, when I was remembering it, the only thing I remembered was the head in the fridge bit. All the rest I forgot you say because all you told me was Dazza Raps. So I'm watching that shit like, oh, this
brand
is
new.
But that, brand new to my
but
eyes.
That's Scream though.
Actually, you know what to expect from Scream. You saw that Yink and Yang, the funniest part, yeah? Mm. Now, there was a couple funny parts, but the one, you know, like, there's bare stab wounds, yeah? People are just surviving. Like, none of the main four died.
That was what I said.
Because at the end, they're all okay. Yeah, and he's like, go.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what you said, yeah.
There was two of them doing it. I said, what? He said, go. I said, wait, what? And then they said, oh, there's another body. And then he's getting rolled out. I was like, how the fuck did he survive that? They done him up. Like, he was definitely supposed to die. I said, nah, man. Then the girl that got done on the train, she was just standing around at the end. I was like, oh, come on. She's not even in hospital no more.
She's just outside.
Oh, my God, bro.
And it's all happened in daytime.
Bro.
But it was Halloween night or some shit. Then they're already getting...
There's nothing behind those films. They need to end it. They need to end it.
Well, it looks like they're going to make the killers in the next one or some shit. That's the look of the they gave. Now, that would be a rampage because there's just the IF and blood, like, for real.
Yeah.
But, BMF is done. Season 2. How we feel about it?
I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I did enjoy it. Like, but again, I'll still say that I'm enjoying it because I know that it's based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Not because the actual like
acting
or the storylines are anything spectacular. It's very much hood stuff.
I'm looking at it a lot more because obviously they throw some things in like where it's based on BMF and Meech and T.
Yeah,
but then the policeman's going through his nonsense with his son.
Yeah. That was crazy.
I don't know how he got B. Mickey's gun out of the safe.
Bro.
What code did you put on that shit, sir?
Bro. Yeah.
Now his babes doesn't trust him.
Yeah, that was a good twist. That was a very, very good twist.
I thought she found the gun.
Yeah.
Like, I thought when he was looking for it, because remember she tucked the code in her panties that time when she was there.
So I thought
she had come and grabbed the gun.
Yeah.
I don't know why you need a code on a piece of paper when it's your shit.
Bro.
But I don't like a Snoop like that, man.
What, like the woman?
Yeah,
waking man. Up in the middle of the night.
It's a Snoop, just fuck, man.
Yeah.
It's like snooping and shit. What the hell, man?
If I
could trust you, I would tell you.
I don't trust you
like that, so I'm not telling you now you're snooping.
Aye.
Might as well not be here.
Aye, Lucille be looking good, though. Aye.
Glowing up.
What?
Yeah.
That nigga was in pain at the barbecue. He looked at her
in the
red ting. Fuck.
Because first of all, she came to dinner. When she come back to dinner.
But it's mad because they're sitting next to each other and I'm like, what's that? They made up? What's this?
She said fish rocked from their head down.
She was onto Lala though.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I didn't understand that. She said, you've got a girlfriend that is pregnant right now.
Bro.
I said, rah.
Yeah.
And then the girlfriend come over, they got the same hairstyle and shit.
Aye, that was jokes.
Even when she...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
She was onto it. She had to say, T, like, defend me, bruv. Like, your mum's up to me. What's going on? Can I say, bitch? I said, rah, boy. Going for it.
Meech needs to get involved at some points, man. Calm the fuck down, man. Yeah. Man, just arguing all the time. We're supposed to be making money and shit. Fuck
yeah, whatever's happening next season is just going to be violence.
I don't know about DC Young Fly, though, man.
Nah, I know.
I didn't know they were going to give him that kind of role.
I want to see more actors, man.
Yeah.
He wasn't bad, though.
He's not bad, but it's just...
It's hard to believe because of how he is.
I'm very good at separating people from when they're acting. Like, I can see you for just your acting alone. That's why you had struggled with Kevin Hart in That True Thing. Because you couldn't separate Kevin Hart from...
Yeah.
I'm good at just separating, like, okay, what are you in this role?
Gabriel, you were saying, I can't imagine Gabriel doing that.
No, I'm just... Okay, that's fair. That's fair. But I still... I've seen Gabriel in an acting role. I haven't seen him in that role. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't picture that. If I see
so
it, I can picture it.
Gabriel always has to be a lawyer.
No, I never said he always has
so
to be a lawyer.
So why can't he be a man with a knife?
He could, but I wouldn't put him in that role.
It's not about you. It's his
thing. No, but I'm saying there's certain roles that you can put people in, you can't put people in.
It's fine. He's backtracking.
No, I'm not. I'm saying.
He said, no, I can separate.
I can separate, like, a comedian and make them serious. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I can't see Gabriel, like, because I've only ever seen him play a certain type of role.
So when you saw DC...
So he's been typecasted. DC, I can see him doing serious roles.
That's the only
roles.
Thing you've seen him do.
Who?
Gabriel. He's in SWAT films.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. More serious roles.
Oh, that's not serious.
That's what I just said, did it? I'm not just saying more serious roles.
But he's in SWAT films.
No. I just couldn't see him being a beggar stabbing somebody. Like, his facial structure itself. Like, I can see the face.
You haven't seen him outside of a clean-cut...
Clean role, yeah.
Lawyer role. He can grow grizzly hair and like long hair. Like he can grow.
Fair enough. I'll separate when I see that. But right. I'm saying when it comes to DC, I can separate the comedy side and see him play somebody
serious. Have you ever seen him do a serious role outside of BMF?
Who? DC?
DC.
No, that's what I'm saying. But when I saw
it,
that.
You've never seen it, but you can't separate.
I just saw it and separated it.
You haven't seen Gabriel do non-serious, but you can't separate it, but you haven't seen DC.
We're calling Cap on you tonight.
What's Cap? I didn't separate it with Gabriel, but I separated with DC.
Yeah,
what's
but
the problem?
You said that you can separate.
I can, but I just didn't do it with Gabriel.
Why?
So what's the problem? Because I didn't. What's the problem?
You couldn't. That's the difference. You couldn't.
You said you can, but now you couldn't.
You couldn't.
I could.
I'm just calling
if
Cap on what you
to,
said.
If I okay, call Cap
you?
On it. I don't give a shit.
Can you?
I separated DC.
Yeah.
Like, man, I'm nitpicking today.
No, it's because you was capping.
Where's the cap?
But when you wanted to win, the draft, he
where's
was like,
cap?
Ah, that was a where's horrible place to put him.
Where's the cap?
Ah, that's not where
you put him. I wouldn't have put him there. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't have put him there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't have put Gabriel in that role. He can play whatever role he fucking wants to.
So
I don't give a shit.
Why couldn't you switch Lakeith Stanfield role to something more serious? Why do you have to be a hood nigga?
Yeah.
Well, I've seen him play silly. I've seen it. Like, that guy could do anything he wants,
so
bro.
Why did you make
Let's
him
not
a hood
put
nigger?
Lakeith in this conversation. We've seen him do it
why
all.
Why did you make him a hood nigga?
Because that's how I wanted him in my film,
you can't
bro.
Can't see him as anything else.
I can. I've seen him as everything else.
Typical.
You lot are stupid because Lakeith has literally played everything else. Like, you can't do that
so
with Lakeith.
Is that the only way you could imagine? Him?
No.
Right.
So I've seen him doing everything. Like, right. Lakeith is a whole different ballgame here. So yeah, so you're chatting shit about
No, I'm not chatting shit.
One for me.
Cap, because we'll cook horrible. You won't cook me.
All you have to do is play the beginning of this episode. You realise that it was a horrible point. That's fair.
DC, I was trying to win. That's different.
DC, when you saw him, what did you... Before he speaks, was you ready to laugh?
No.
Liar.
I'm done with this. I was definitely ready to laugh.
When I saw him in the granddad hat, I was not ready to laugh.
You'd be the laughing guy of this.
Yeah, but I was watching BMF. They just had an argument. Why would I be ready to
laugh? I didn't even see who it was.
Man. Like, it panned up to DC or something like that. It wasn't like they showed DC and it's like,
when I saw DC, I was like, ah, something funny is going to happen, innit?
Mm-hmm. You see? But that's not what I thought, though. I was watching it.
Man,
keeps saying liar about shit.
I mean, you can't say he's lying.
You're capping. Win what?
When we were just about to let go of the Gabriel thing, you was like, yeah, 1 point to VP. Yeah. You know you want to win.
Regardless, let me win. Fuck no. Let me win. Because you lot are just chatting shit.
No, we're trying to
Because you're nitpicking at little things. I'm telling you, I've separated DC and you're telling me, oh, you couldn't separate Gabriel. What the fuck? I don't care about Gabriel. I'm talking about DC.
But you've never seen DC do a serious role.
I don't think so. I'm trying to see if I've seen him in something else, but I don't think I have. Yeah, I haven't seen DC in anything serious.
So why did you then expect, okay, he's going to be something...
I never expected nothing. I didn't know it was DC until we started speaking. Like, I was just watching it.
When you see an act on screen, you expect things. Of course you expect something.
No, that's not what I... Like, stop telling me what I do. Like, you keep telling me what I do.
I do not have expectations.
You keep telling me what I do. I never expected nothing. Man keeps telling me I expected something. When did I say I expect something?
I was right next to you when we watched House Party.
Yeah.
I saw expectation in you.
That's a comedy.
When new actors came up on screen, it's a comedy.
If DC pops up in a comedy, I'm not expecting him to play a serious role.
Yeah.
That's completely different. If DC pops up in BMF, I don't know what he's going to play here. Is he going to come tell a joke? Is he going to be serious? He was serious. Exactly. I never gave no expectation on DC's role. Mm. Like, what's the problem with that?
You'd expect
that. Man's trying to catch me out on things that I'm saying that I feel, bro. Like, what the fuck?
And they could still make you laugh. Just the way they drop a line, you'd expect it from DC.
No, I didn't expect nothing. Man, no, I can expect it from DC.
If you see DC, you'd expect to laugh.
In a comedy.
Bro, I'm not telling you about genre. If you see DC, you'd expect to laugh.
Okay, fair. That's a fair statement.
So when you see DC pop up on screen.
But I said I never expected that in BMF.
That's also a fair point. Obviously, you're going to call him a liar on it.
Yeah, but he's calling me a liar.
He can also still say, I didn't expect nothing. Anything.
Like, man can't just call me a liar because I didn't want something.
I agree with that.
Bro, man said that I want to win. I raised the point. There wasn't a point to win.
Let's not worry about DC.
No, there wasn't a point to win. I came and told you. I didn't expect nothing from DC and you're telling me I'm a liar.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. Like, you can't keep calling me a liar for things that I'm saying. Like, what the fuck? Like,
you're telling me I had to
fucking, like, because it's nonsense, bruv. And then the stupid people in comments believing this liar. It's like, bro, are you okay? Are you sick? Are you fucking sick, bro? You're making me hot. Like, I'm actually getting hot because it's bullshit. Man said I never expected nothing from DC. You're calling me a liar.
You are.
Oh, yeah, okay then. I lied. I didn't expect nothing. You
expected something funny.
Yeah. I expected to laugh. Some
BB
nonsense, bro. Some bullshit.
You guys are hilarious, bro.
We saw, look, DC being it, I want to see more actors. It's filled with funny people and rappers and it's like, bro, put some actual actors in it and make it proper because Power actually has some actual actors.
I was comparing the two and I was like, there's a big difference in Power and this though.
Yeah.
And 100%, I think it could have been executed better if they had better actors. Not to say that this is bad, but it's very like, I'm not expecting quality from it. I'm just thinking, I'm just following the storyline. But with Power, I'm like, actually, Tariq's acting's got better over time. I've seen it actually progress. I like the way it's got rappers, but it's got people that are actually doing pretty well in it.
There's still people like Sax in it.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like they're strategically placed so that it can still lift the show.
That they just walk into a room better. Yeah. Even like just the police, they just control a room a lot better than some of the guys in BMF that just like...
Yeah, like to me, the best actors are the mum and the dad in BMF. Mm-hmm. To me, those are... And they're the most... I don't know about the woman, but the season... Yeah. I know the dad is seasoned. He's hilarious as an actor. Like, he's played some funny roles. But yeah, I think the acting is the only thing that lets it down. But again, based on the true story, I can follow it. But I'm very much just following the storyline.
I appreciate it.
I'm not going to see that in great hair. I'm just going to be shocked at what's going to happen next.
It's all about the storyline though, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
That's what most things are. That's what most Tyler Perry movies that I've seen is like, people love it for the storyline.
I've never watched the Tyler Perry.
You've never seen them?
Really?
There's a few. Yeah, like.
Other than Madea and that.
Yeah.
I need to watch Madea though.
Madea is silly.
That,
like,
yeah, that's for kids. Like, I'm not watching that. I'm gonna,
as an adult, no problem. Flipping Uncut Gems. Okay, wait. BMF season 2 out of 10.
Out of 10, I will give it a 7.5.
Seven.
I'm a six.
I'll give it a seven.
But I like the storyline. So I'm trying not to let the acting do too much.
But that's the thing though. The storyline is based on a true story. So it's not like they had to do...
If I also watch a documentary, I could be like, I don't really need to watch this, to be fair.
But they've obviously added bare drama and stuff that isn't happening.
Because I heard the real B. Mickey, he's not a snitch at all.
What happened to Lamar as well? Just turn him into a cokehead. That's where Lamar's a fucking great actor.
Yeah.
Two scenes with Lamar where he's coked off.
Yes, he's also a very good actor.
And then the final scene where he's just in that road just looking for drugs.
He looked like he hit rock bottom still.
British man.
What did you think of that though?
What?
Do you think that was like a good way of like them keeping the character alive?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he's just going to be gone for a hot minute, isn't
he? Yeah.
He could bounce back.
It was a smart way. I like that they did it. They did it like that, to be fair.
Power episode 1 out of 10. Comeback episode.
There was death.
It was a lot. I'm gonna give it
7.5.
Nah, I'm giving it a 7. They can't get more than that because it's like there were some things that I was like, "What's going on, bruv?" Like it made me laugh.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's not meant to.
Tariq stabbing my man was a bit like
that. Was like, I think like, that was that a happen? Bit like.
They could have done that in a different way. Like, he was just like, don't fucking tell me. And then he just stabbed. I was like,
that guy shouldn't have been talking shit, though.
He shouldn't have been.
They should have messed him up. And then the other scene at the funeral where this next guy just starts shouting out, but what about you?
I was like, what the hell is this?
Why
are you even here?
It's too obvious what Tariq is doing here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, everybody in that room should have been like, this is a facade. Do you know what I mean? It almost made it we should believe that Tariq is fooling these people.
But what Tariq
was doing is not fooling anybody, bro.
Very clear.
Man's clearly trying to manipulate them through Zeke's death. And it's like, we're supposed to believe that everybody's fooled by this. It's like...
Yeah.
Power's very much
about action, and then there's storyline to carry the action, if that makes sense. Because to me, it's just about like, how are they going to, someone's always going to lose a connect, then someone's going to gain a connect, and someone's going to find out that they're actually in debt to this other connect.
Yeah.
And now he takes on the debt and now you owe him for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, oh, now that connect dies and then another connect comes in. Now you owe me for 7 days. It's like, it's always going to be that at the start of the season. It happens to Tommy. It happens to everyone. So to me, it's like, I'm not there for the storyline. I just want to see how they just keep bringing the violence in different ways and introduce characters.
And like skipping jail.
Yeah, and skipping jail. Everybody's exactly. Skipping jail. So like in terms of some action and making me think, oh, I want to watch the next episode. I'll give it a 7.5.
But okay, yeah,
I do think that is generous, but it's like, it's the first episode. Let's see what they do.
That's why I gave it a 7, because it's like, it made me want to watch the next episode for sure.
I think 7, plus Lauren's not dead.
Oh, yes. That was a good twist.
Like, that was...
I didn't think that she was dead, but it was a good like, oh shit, all right. So she's a CI and she's whatever with this lady that's still investigating. So there's still some twist in it.
Why does she think she can just come back? I don't know. Just go live something else, man.
Just send her out.
Like, you can't just come back. Like, now the students are going to be like, rah.
Because
I definitely knew things.
Yeah, it'll be interesting how they make this character develop, though, because they're clearly keeping her in this season. But how is she going to show herself? Is she going to come out and say, hey, I'm alive?
Monet hates the out of her daughter.
Oh, God.
What?
Wow.
That little girl.
Wow.
Whose fault?
What's the daughter's name?
I can't remember.
You know.
Whatever her name is, it's her fault that Zeke is dead. And what's Zeke's dad's name again?
Mecca.
Yeah.
It's her fault. Why is it her fault? She did that dinner table shit. Oh, he's your son too.
Then the dad
found out and he bun him.
Yeah.
Daddy Tahada.
but he's old.
He's fucked.
I mean, it's gonna be a good season.
It would definitely be that development of them. They're gonna obviously find out that he killed Zeke.
So that's
gonna be interesting. Yeah. What happens from there?
Because we know what will happen by the end. Kind of like, again, we know that's gonna happen. But it's like, how are they gonna get there?
That's what battle's about.
It's gonna be obvious at one point. Yeah. Cool. He's gonna get found out. How though?
Before we get out of there, because we've unfortunately run out of time. Uncut gems. What did you rate out of 10?
Bro, that's like an 8.5.
Fucking brilliant.
Yes.
Like, I'm giving that. I wish it was out this year. I would have said that's film of the year.
Bro.
That's a fucking 9.5.
Bro, it from Adam
I didn't want to give it a 9. I was going to go 9.
Because I was going to give it a 9.
Like,
you see these kind of films? This isn't action comedy, but this is like, I love when there's like, there's something that everybody's attached to and everyone's just trying to get it and it's like a rat race. And the fact that his character was just so all over the place. Like, you could not stop this guy from trying to take a risk.
Did you see Fingy's cheeks?
Yes. Oh my God. As soon as I saw it, I said, wait, hold on, who?
Yeah.
I remember what you, and I was like, is this Julian? I said, whoa.
Yeah, it's crazy. Cheeks.
What is it? Is it BBL?
Yeah, I think it is.
It has to be.
I said it's a BBL.
The first time when she was in the lingerie, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
When she sat down, it was leaking on the sides.
Yeah.
I said, whoa.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Then when she walked off when he got in the cab, I said, rah.
Yeah. That was mad.
That's confirmed, Chief.
That's confirmed.
What?
Chief.
That film was fucking cold.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a 9. It's
Adam.
A 9.
That film is fucking cold.
Adam was fucking good.
Hey, could you imagine Adam playing a serious role?
Of course, man. He's done it all. Like, stop it.
Little Nicky.
Not Little Nicky. He's been in other serious films.
Waterboy.
No, man. I don't know his thing. I've seen him play serious people before. I don't know the name of the films, bro. Why are you looking at me like Adam's never played a serious role before? He's played a serious role.
Shit.
I don't know.
I don't remember, but I know I've seen him serious before. When I saw
before,
him there, I thought it was going to be
But I've seen him be serious before, so I can imagine it.
Even if it's a bit of a funny thing, I've
seen him play serious, bro. Yeah.
Click.
Like, bro, stop asking me because I don't know. I'm just saying I can picture it and I've seen it. I have
no idea where he's playing. I'm not saying he hasn't, but I ain't seen him.
I'm just saying I've seen that he can do that.
I don't even want...
Yeah, in that. When he sits down and talks to the kids and all of that stuff. Yeah. I've seen it, man.
I said, you can do it.
Yeah.
That film was fucking brilliant. I don't even want to ruin it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next week. That's usually lot's homework. Go watch Uncut Gems. It's on Netflix with Adam Sandler, Julia Fox, couple other people.
Fucking brilliant.
Kevin Garnett. It's Kevin Garnett, right?
Yeah, Kevin Garnett. Yeah.
Go check it out.
Lakeith Stanfield as well.
Yeah, Lakeith too. Go check The Weeknd. Check it out. We'll talk about it next week. Things we watched.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.